As the Earth spins from day into night, the illuminated contours of its landmass are seen from space. The word universal in monumental silver block letters, edged with gold, orbits the globe and settles in front of it. Universal, a Comcast company. Flying through the air, black film strips become the flowing mane of a graphic horse, the logo of Unbridled Films. A white letter M splits into three overlapping M's for Mangano Movies and Media. A white caption on a black background quotes Jane Austen, "What strange creatures brothers are." In a cluttered kid's bedroom, the model of a biplane stands in front of its box, and a teddy bear sits on a shelf next to a couple of sporting trophies. An Alex McCauley film. Joey, a young lad with a mop of dark hair and soft dark eyes, sits on his bed, flicking through the pages of a comic book. As his eyes flick across the images, his older brother bursts through the door, beating his bare chest.
It's game time, shiznit. Let's go.
Now?
Get your shoes on.
Beanie pulled down over his long black hair, the older boy, Matt, strides out of their white weatherboarded bungalow.
You still haven't told me. Matt, just tell me where we're going.
Just hurry up. Like walking with a fucking senior citizen.
Snow is falling as Matt leads the way, a rucksack on his back. Heading past the identical houses that line the wide suburban street, the two boys make their way towards the tall, gray chimneys of a power plant whose spewing smoke blocks out the sun. The title, Don't Tell a Soul. They stop by a house in the woods, covered by a pest control tent.
Miss Dillard's place?
Yep.
Matt, we can't go in there. Are you crazy? There's fumes.
Matt hands him a gas mask.
Where'd you get that?
Army-Navy surplus. They only had one.
They approach the tented house.
Well, how do you know it works?
I don't. So you're going in and I'm keeping watch.
Matt, I'm not going in that house.
10 grand. Think about it. Think about what it could do for Ma.
Why don't you go?
I'm the oldest. I made up the plan. I paid for the mask. It's on you.
Matt hands him a flashlight.
And people take everything when their homes get tented.
Not when they're 82. Look, Tom Chowdy got community service with old folks. He saw the cash. She's got Alzheimer's. Second floor bedroom, wooden dresser, bottom drawer, and a candy tin.
Well, I didn't know there'd be fumes.
You're not a fucking termite, Joey. You'll be fine.
He hands Joey a knife.
Cut the tent, break a window.
Inside the blue tent, Joey shines a flashlight through the lace curtain of a window. Wearing the gas mask, he clears broken glass off the windowsill and clambers in. Raking the flashlight from side to side, he moves slowly through the room, the blue tinting giving the place a strange underwater feel. Spotting the foot of the stairs, he starts up. Reaching the top of the stairs, he peers through a couple of doorways and, finding the bedroom, steps in. Seeing the wooden dresser, he crouches down in front of it, opens a drawer, and rummages through the clothes inside. Opening a second drawer, he finds a rusty tin and takes it out. Pulling off the lid, he stares at its contents.
Holy shit.
Waiting outside, Matt sucks nervously on a cigarette as Joey emerges from the tent.
Give it.
Snatching the tin, Matt fingers the rolls of notes inside as Joey pulls off his gas mask.
Whoa. Anyone see us?
No. No, let's go before they do. Come on. Let's go.
They run.
See, I knew you had it in you.
Sure you did.
Stepping out of the woods, they come face to face with a security guard. He spots the tin.
Hey.
Run.
Run! Hey! Get back here!
Slinging the tin over a wire fence, Matt clambers over as the guard chases Joey through the woods. As the guard gains on Joey, Matt runs ahead, the rusty tin tucked under his arm. Dodging in and out of the trees, they run down a steep slope, the ground thick with brown leaves. As Matt charges up the other side, the guard falls. Turning round, Joey sees a deep, round hole in the leaves. He carries on after his brother. Still clutching the 10, Matt leans against a tree trunk, his breathing heavy. He peers out as Joey comes up the hill.
We lost him.
No, he fell in like a hole. I saw him. You said they didn't have security.
They don't.
Then how?
How do I know? You say a hole?
Yeah.
Matt peers back down the slope.
I don't hear anyone calling for help.
I don't either. Oh, shit, I lost the gas mask.
You owe me $30.
What about the man? What do we do?
Let's get home and hide the cash. We don't know what he saw.
The sun sets over the wood, and the moon rises over the boys' house, its front porch decorated with fairy lights. Inside, Joey and Matt are sitting at the kitchen table eating mac and cheese. Matt shovels it in as Joey pushes the food around his plate.
You eat too slow.
You eat too fast.
Damn straight.
Matt wipes his mouth with his sleeve.
Use a napkin.
I'll use your shirt if I want to.
So what about...
No, don't. Now we're mocking here.
He glances towards the living room.
Hey, Ma, you can hear us, right?
Yeah, Joey. Can one of you boys fetch me a diet soda?
As Matt turns back to his food with a sneer, Joey jumps up. Opening the refrigerator, he takes out a soda. Wearing a gray dressing robe, the boys' blonde-haired mom, Carol, is sitting on the couch, the table beside her full of medicine bottles. Her pale face lights up as she sees him.
Thanks, baby.
Flopping down beside her, Joey glances at the TV.
You have a fun day?
I guess.
He looks on sadly as she tips pills into her shaking hand.
Did you eat yet?
Yeah, mac and cheese. Mm.
Sucking the soda through a straw, she washes down her medication.
Okay, well, I'll cook you some shrimp when I feel better. Maybe a steak.
Staring at the TV, Joey forces a grin.
Ugh, what a world.
They watch news of a multiple homicide. Turning away, Carol sucks on her soda. Sitting on his bed, Matt counts the money as Joey comes in and closes the door. He perches on a couch.
The guy that was chasing us? The guard?
Yeah.
I'm not sure he's okay. Pretty sure he fell in a well or something. Something deep.
So?
So shouldn't we go check on him?
We can't go back there. When Miss Dillard gets home, she'll see she got robbed. She'll call the cops.
Yeah, but what if he's hurt?
Fuck that man.
Matt.
No, come on, say it with me. Say fuck that man, count of three. One, two, three.
Fuck that man.
In your dreams.
As a flock of birds fly across the gray morning sky, high above the winter trees, Joey comes out of the house and grabs his bicycle from the porch. Wheeling it out onto the drive, he gets on and cycles past the garage, its doorway screened by a ripped tarpaulin. Crossing the worn grass verge and onto the street, he heads towards the power plant, its chimneys barely visible through the smoke which hangs in the bleak winter air. Reaching the wood, he wheels his bike over the thick covering of leaves, dumping it on the bank as he walks down the slope towards the hole. As he gets closer, he slows, skirting around the hole and peering down, a little fearful.
Hello?
He edges closer.
Anybody down there?
He flinches at the sound of the crow.
Hello?
Taking tiny strides, he inches closer, looking at the neat round opening and the steep, smooth sides. He peers over the edge and down into the darkness.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Oh, thank God. I thought I was trapped down here. I was chasing some kids. And then I fell. I think I broke my ankle. You sound young. I need to get some help. Can you tell your parents?
My dad died last year and my mom's real sick, so.
Do you have a cell phone?
No. How far down are you?
I don't know, like 20 feet? Something like that. I can't climb out. Look, you don't have a phone?
You already asked me that.
How old are you?
I'll be 15 in 3 months.
Okay. Well, what's your name?
Matt.
Okay, listen, Matt. I'm stuck down here. I cannot get out by myself, and I'm gonna need you to call 911. All right, if you can't do it, then just have your mom do it, all right?
What's your name?
Hamby. H-A-M-B-Y. Dave Hamby, but everyone just call me Hamby since high school, because I'm with three other Daves in the class. But listen, you call 911, okay?
Okay, I'll call. I mean, I'll have my mom call.
Okay, good. Good, that's great. Oh, that's good. Thanks so much. This is scary stuff. You know?
Yeah. I'm gonna get you some help, all right?
Okay, great. Great, thank you. I'm not going anywhere.
Running a hand thoughtfully over his hair, Joey turns away and jogs back to his bike. In his bedroom, Matt is playing a video fight game as Joey returns.
Matt, the guard, he's still in that hole. His name's Mr. Hamby.
It's a dumb name.
And he's stuck and he needs our help.
Why? So we can arrest this? You didn't tell him who you are.
No, I didn't let him see me.
Fuck, I'm getting killed.
Matt, we can't just leave him there.
Someone will hear him if he yells loud enough.
But...
Matt whacks him.
Oh, fuck!
Wake up!
What are you...
We stole $12,600 from his dealer. Do you want to get busted? Son of a bitch, I'm dead.
Joey stays curled up.
Hey. Hey. Don't cry. We pulled off the perfect crime. If that guard sees you, it's over. And you're the one who went to Ms. Dillard's house, not me.
Because you told me to!
Well, you still did it. Robbery's a felony. They'll charge you as a grown-up.
Joey jumps up.
You know what? If you don't help me get him out of that hole, I'm gonna tell Mr. Hamby exactly who we are.
Springing up, Matt slams Joey against the wall.
Stop! No, you're not! We need that money for Ma's medical bills.
Throwing Joey on the couch, Matt grabs his throat.
Matt, stop!
Guys, I'm hiding in that house.
She's playing around, Ma.
Matt feigns a punch.
You flinched.
As Matt releases his grip, Joey jumps up.
We can't leave him to die, Matt! If you don't help me out, I'm gonna tell Ma everything.
Glaring at his little brother, Matt shakes his head.
You don't have balls.
Oh, yeah? You're the oldest, Matt. She knows you push me around. You'll get in the most trouble.
You're such a girl.
We need to help him. We could take him some water.
Fine. We don't show our faces.
Wheeling their bikes through the woods, the two boys rest them against a tree. Joey carries a large plastic water bottle.
You made this whole thing up, didn't you?
I'm telling you, he's in the hole.
Yeah, better be, because he's not. Oh, shit.
See? Hey, Mr. Hamby, it's me.
Oh, hey, you're back. Did you bring the police?
They're on their way. My mom called them. I brought you some water.
Snatching the water from Joey, Matt lobs it down the hall.
I'm sorry, I dropped it. Why would you do that?
It's okay. Thanks. I got it.
We checked on him. He's fine. Let's go.
He's not fine. He's still stuck. We need to tell someone.
Hamby drinks.
Is someone up there with you?
No, it's just me.
Oh, yeah. Come closer. I want to see you.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, what'd you say your name was again? Matt?
You told him my name?
It just slipped out.
Wait, I can hear you talking to somebody up there.
No, I said I was alone.
Yeah, but you're not. I can hear you. It's another boy. You're the two kids I was chasing.
His eyes close in resignation. Going to the edge of the hole, Matt peers down.
Yeah, there's someone else here, all right.
My name is David Hamby, and I need your help. What are you two brothers?
What's it to you?
Look, I'm not gonna snitch, okay? I don't care what you guys were up to.
What do you think we were up to?
Playing tag. I don't know. I'll say whatever you want.
How do we know you'll keep your word?
Look, I was a kid once too. All right, I know what it's like.
Let me and my brother talk.
Hey, we can save him. We can do this.
I bet he saw you sneaking out of Miss Dillard's house. 20 years in jail. Think about it.
Let's tell Ma, okay? This is too big for you and me.
We can't tell Ma we robbed Miss Dillard. Are you nuts?
Guys?
Shut up. We're still talking.
Let's make an anonymous phone call. There's a payphone on Quigley at the 7-Eleven.
Hamby will sing like Tweety Bird when he's safe.
But, I mean, Matt, he knows our faces. It'll be worse if someone else helps him and we don't.
Maybe no one will help him. That could work, too.
Boys, come on, please!
I said shut up.
I'm in a lot of pain.
God damn it, shut up.
Matt, don't yell at him.
How hard is it to fetch a grown-up, you stupid brats?
Well, I'll show you exactly how hard it is.
Matt, stop.
Shoving Joey to the ground, Matt strides back to the hole and unzips his pants.
Jesus, Matt.
No.
He urinates on Hamby.
Damn it. Fuck you.
I'm in charge now, and I said shut up.
Are you crazy? He'll hate us now.
He already hated us.
No, he didn't. Why would you do that?
Because it worked. Listen.
Joey looks towards the hole.
Some people only understand a harsh hand. It's like Dad always said. That man is someone else's problem. Not mine, and not yours either.
As Matt walks back to his bike, Joey approaches the hole.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hamby.
Close to tears, Joey turns away and fetches his bike. Keeping some distance behind his older brother, Joey treads heavily, glancing back at the hole as he wheels his bike away through the thick leaves. Left alone, Hamby looks up at the circle of gray sky above him, scratched across with branches of bare trees. Lying on the living room couch, Carol watches TV as Joey returns.
It's cold outside, baby. The TV says 43.
Yeah.
Can you fetch me a diet soda?
Sure, Mom.
He stands, looking at her tangled hair and washed out face.
What's wrong? Are we out?
No.
Oh, good. Can you fetch me a glass with some ice, too?
Yeah.
She looks up at a fresh grave on the TV news.
What a world.
Grabbing a soda from the refrigerator, Joey spots a sandwich and stares down at it. Dumping his bike on the leaf-covered slope, Joey takes a bag of provisions over to the hole.
Mr. Hamby, it's me, the nice one. My real name's Joey. Matt's my brother. I brought you some food. Mr. Hamby, you asleep?
As Joey peers down into the dark shaft, Hamby turns his grimy face up towards him.
Your brother pissed on my face.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. I brought you some food, though. I brought a bologna sandwich, chips, and a soda pop.
Hey, toss it down.
Tearing at the bag, Hamby rummages through its contents.
Does your brother know you're here?
He takes a mouthful of the sandwich.
I didn't think so.
Joey sits himself down near the edge of the hole, crossing his legs.
So, Joey, you gonna help me? Seems like we got a standoff here.
Yeah, you know, my brother doesn't trust you. He thinks that you're gonna get us in trouble.
You don't have to do everything your brother says. How old is he?
17.
And you're what, 15?
3 months.
Oh, you're old enough to stand up to him.
Joey's dark eyes flicker with fear.
You seem like a good kid. You go to church, Joey.
I mean, I don't get there every Sunday.
But you believe in God, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so do I. That's why you gotta do the right thing. You gotta do the Christian thing.
Trying to shift position, Hamby winces.
Oh, my leg hurts something awful.
I can get you some of my mom's painkillers.
I can't stay down here forever.
I know, I need some time to think.
Think about what? No, you gotta take charge. Just step up.
I know, I should.
Are you more afraid of your brother than you are of God? I was afraid of my brother. Once kicked a basketball in my face, broke my nose.
That sounds like something Matt would do.
You have a sister?
No, just me and Matt. You?
I had one. She died in a car wreck. You love your mom, Joey?
Of course.
Yeah. I love my mom, too. But if you leave me to die down here, how's she gonna feel?
She'd be sad, I guess.
Real sad. Be all alone, except for my brother, who we've already determined is kind of an asshole.
Joey smiles.
See, Joey? Help me out. Don't let the assholes win.
I was so scared of you at first, though, when you were chasing us.
No, I was scared, too. I didn't think there was anyone else around.
Me neither.
Hey, you know, if you don't want to call a policeman, is there another grown-up you could call? Or maybe you just get a rope and I could pull myself out, you know, if you tied it to a tree.
I don't think that's a good idea. Not yet. You know, I gotta go.
No! I mean, wait. Please, I like talking to you.
I'll be back tonight. I'll bring you a dinner and some blankets.
Okay. Call someone.
I will.
Fetching his bike.
Joey?
Joey goes.
Joey? Joey!
Crouching behind a tree, Matt and Joey watch as two pest control guys examine the tented house and fix up the opening.
I think they're taking the tent off.
I want to see if they notice a broken window. If they call the cops.
Getting into their truck, the two guys leave.
I guess they're leaving it on longer. They sometimes do that if the infestation's bad.
Matt, do you believe in God?
Staring straight ahead, Matt's face hardens.
Sure I do. Me and God made a deal just after Dad was killed.
Turning to Joey, he grins.
God goes his way and I go mine.
Drifting over the boys' house, thick smoke from the power plant mingles with steel-gray winter clouds. In the woods, the sun sets with red glow, silhouetting the leafless branches of the trees. Finding his way through the darkness with his flashlight, Joey tramps on foot through the dense woodland, a rucksack on his back and a duffel bag in his hand. Treading carefully down the slope, Joey approaches the hole and shines the flashlight down into it.
Mr. Hamby?
Joey! Hey, I didn't think you'd come back.
I said I would. Here, look. Brought you some stuff.
Dumping the bags, he sits cross-legged by the hole, takes out a glow stick, activates it, and tosses it down. As Hamby catches it, the green glow lights up his face.
Did you call anybody yet?
Almost. But, look, I brought you something warm.
He drops things down.
I also brought you more food and some pain pills for your ankle.
Thanks.
Plus, I got a way for us to communicate with each other when I'm not here.
A cell phone?
Something better.
A walkie-talkie.
My dad gave it to me. Catch?
Oh, okay.
He tosses it down.
Oh. It's got a 20-mile range. It's got a whole GPS and everything. I got the other one in my room.
Does your brother know about it?
No.
Okay, good. Don't tell him.
You can't call out on it. It's got a set frequency, one channel, so you can only talk to me, no one else.
Sighing with frustration, Hamby looks up at Joey.
Well, thanks for taking such good care of me, Joey.
You're welcome.
Slanting through the trees, moonlight silvers the leaves as Joey sits looking down the shaft. Hamby closes his eyes wearily.
You got a wife and kids, Mr. Hamby?
I used to, Joey.
What happened? You got divorced?
You could say that. Life takes some funny turns. You're gonna rescue me in the end. You'll see. Kindness always wins out.
Yeah, maybe. All right, have a good night, Mr. Hamby.
Getting to his feet, Joey picks up the duffel bag.
Good night, Joey.
Joey stares down the hole for a moment, and backing away, he leaves. Getting back home, Joey sees Matt sitting on the fairy-lit porch, sucking on a cigarette. Matt eyeballs Joey.
Where you been?
Nowhere.
Oh, yeah? It's nowhere like these days.
Stubbing his cigarette on the table, Matt gets up.
And why you got a flashlight?
I was looking for toads.
Oh, yeah? Did you find any?
Nah.
Good. See, I'm gonna bucket to put them in your life. You're out of that hole, weren't you? Visiting that man?
No.
Matt shoves him.
Sure you were. Maybe I'll go out there again, huh? Drop a big old deuce on his head this time.
I wasn't there, I swear.
As Joey tries to go inside, Matt grabs him.
If you get busted, you're gonna ruin everything. We need the cash from Ma. Gonna turn into money orders. Pay off the hospital debts.
I know.
Matt shakes his head dismissively.
Don't you even care about Ma anymore?
How can you say that?
I'll say what I want. I'm the man of the house since Dad's gone. Don't forget it.
As Joey tries to go past, Matt gets right in his face.
Call me Daddy.
Fuck off, Matt.
Matt grins triumphantly as Joey goes inside. Going into his bedroom, Joey locks the door. Fetching a portable cassette player, he puts it on the floor near the door and turns it on. Sitting at his desk, he picks up the walkie-talkie.
Come in, Mr. Hamby. Over. Mr. Hamby, do you copy? Over. Oh my God, this is so cool. This is so cool. Okay, well, I'm back at home. Are you okay?
Are the pain pills helping yet? Over.
pain pills can't fix a broken ankle.
You have to say over or it doesn't count. Over.
Over.
All right, we'll take two,
I think, every 6 hours. But more can hurt your liver.
That's good to know, Joey.
Over.
I'll be back in the morning to bring you some more stuff. Over.
Bring me something waterproof, okay? The sleeping bag is already wet.
And I need toilet paper.
Over.
This is awesome. You know, this reminds me of the time I went camping with my dad in Murfreesboro. We used to talk to each other like this in the tents. He was going to teach me how to hunt.
Over.
Well, that's great, Joey. Yeah, my daddy used to take me hunting. Taught me how to dress and hang a buck.
I bet you loved your dad a whole lot.
Yeah, I did. When he was sober.
You know what? We both keep forgetting.
Say over.
Oops.
Joey, are you talking to someone?
Good night, Mr. Harris.
Joey, what about...
Joey lobs a shoe at the stereo.
Over now.
Next morning, Joey's eating Cocoa Pops as Matt comes in and tosses a toad into his cereal bowl.
Found that for you last night?
Sitting down, Matt eats Joey's Cocoa Pops.
God, you're disgusting.
So are you. I know you're bringing food to that man. Don't deny it.
Okay. So? What if I am?
You got a crush on him?
Do you? You talk about him more than I do.
I want to come with you today. And you go see him.
I can't stop you.
First, we got to run an errand together.
Whatever you say, Matt.
Matt grins mischievously.
I don't understand you. Why are we back?
I need something else from inside.
Are you serious?
Like a cotton mouth on a ball sack.
Matt, we don't have the gas mask. I'm not going back in that house.
It's okay, cry, baby. I'll go inside this time.
Why? We already got the cash. If we get caught, we're
fucked.
Wish
me luck.
Matt, stop.
Matt opens the tent.
What are you thinking? We're going to get caught. Stop.
Grinning, he goes inside.
You're crazy. Matt, come on.
Joey waits nervously by the opening, then calls inside.
Matt!
Walking away, he looks anxiously around the sides of the tented house.
Matt!
Matt bursts out with a gas canister.
Jesus Christ.
Nothing can hurt me. Don't you know that by now?
Grinning, Matt strides off, and Joey follows.
I don't understand you, Matt.
All these pieces kept floating around in my head, waiting to become an idea. My brain's kind of funny that way.
What are you talking about?
Matt speeds up.
Holy shit. Oh, God.
Stop! Catch me if you can, boys!
Mr. Hammy! Mr. Hammy!
Matt charges through the woods with Joey chasing.
Mr. Hammy, let me go!
Still running, Matt opens the gas valve. As Matt gets to the slope, Joey catches him and drags him to the ground. From the hole, Hamby hears them fighting.
Joey!
I got him! Kill him!
For the best! I knew we saw what we did!
As Matt tries to hold him back, Joey bites Matt's arm.
Joey!
Dumping the canister, Matt throws himself on Joey.
Joey!
I'm gonna be a murderer!
Someone's gotta do something.
What's going on?
Gas streams from the canister as Matt picks it up and holds it over the hole. Hamby looks up, terrified.
Go, please!
Glancing at Joey.
He'll thank me when it's done.
He drops the canister down the shaft. Matt stares down into the gas-filled hole.
Mr. Hamby!
Joey scrabbles to his feet.
Mr. Hamby!
Picking up the streaming canister, Hamby tries desperately to fling it out, but it comes crashing back down.
Mr. Hamby!
Tossing the canister a second time, it bounces off the walls and lands on top of them. As Joey's driven back by the gas, Matt stands watching Hamby as he tries to cover his mouth and nose with his arm.
It's over. Let's go.
Mr. Hamby!
It's over. Let's go!
Joey throws a punch at Matt, who dodges and grips Joey in a headlock.
Listen to me. Listen!
Matt tightens his grip.
If you ever come back here to check on him, then I'll throw you down that hole too, do you understand? I'll kill you too. Right down that hole. Pour some gasoline on you and light you up like a candle. Boom.
Joey struggles for breath.
No one will find your body. Not once, if you understand.
Joey nods weakly. Releasing his grip, Matt dumps Joey's body on the ground.
I'm strong as iron and twice as mean. Don't tell a soul what you saw here today.
We're going home.
Leaving Joey gasping for breath, Matt slopes off through the trees. Lifting his head, Joey glances towards the hole to see poisoned gas spewing out of the shaft. Belching out of the power plant's chimney, smoke fills the air as night falls over the suburban street. Back in his bedroom, Joey's on his walkie-talkie.
Is your handy? Over. Mr. Hamby, over. Mr. Hamby, over.
He chews at the device, his eyes filling with tears.
Mr. Hamby, over. Mr. Hamby, over. Mr. Hamby.
At breakfast the next morning, Carol's fixing herself a coffee.
You boys are quiet today. Not getting along.
Matt shoots Joey a look.
No, we're good.
Joey stares at his uneaten breakfast.
Joey.
No, I'm fine. I'm just tired.
Carol looks from one to the other as Matt keeps his eyes fixed on Joey.
News is back on.
Taking her mug, she goes. Avoiding Matt's gaze, Joey twists his fingers through his hair.
So I booked a room with the red carpet in tonight. Gonna go party with Tom Chowdy and some girls.
Joey glances up at him.
Come if you want. Peace offering. Tom's got beers.
Pass.
Oh, yeah?
I don't want to go anywhere with you ever again.
Good.
He swigs juice from the carton.
I don't want you to come anyway.
Getting up, Matt knocks Joey's juice into his lap.
Ah!
Clean up on our pussy.
You know what? Maybe I will go. Especially if you don't want me to.
Party starts at 9.
Matt saunters away. Wearing a smart camouflage shirt, Joey stands staring at his reflection in the bathroom mirror. Rubbing gel through his hair, he makes it stick up a little. Walking along the street, Joey approaches the Red Carpet Inn, a rundown two-story motel with rooms grouped around a parking lot. Standing around outside, groups of teenagers are smoking, drinking beer, and jigging to the music. Walking along the row of red doors, Joey sees Tom Chowdy and a girl sitting on the hood of a car at the bottom of a metal staircase. Sucking on a joint, Tom jumps up when he sees Joey.
Hey there, bud.
What's up, Tom?
No, Matt's upstairs.
All right.
Hey, take a hit.
Nah, I don't think I'm good.
Do it.
Oh, is this your first time?
No.
Taking the joint, Joey sucks on it and breathes in. Tom and the girl smile.
Hey, you're all right by me, bud. Nice work on Miss Dillard's place. You know, Matt told me everything.
He did?
Of course he did. Who do you think's paying for this party? It ain't me. I'm stone broke.
Smiling weakly at Tom, Joey brushes past him and skips up the stairs. Pushing into a room full of partying teenagers, Joey looks around at the devastation of lipstick graffiti, cigarette butts, chip packets, and empty cans. Sitting with a blonde, Matt sees him and jumps up.
Okay.
Matt hands Joey a beer.
Now drink like a fish.
Hey, Matt, who's paying for all this?
The fuck does it matter?
You're paying for it, aren't you, for the money we stole? For a stupid party?
Nah.
Matt grins.
Yeah, well, maybe a little.
So the money was for Ma's medical bills.
There's enough to go around.
Not if you waste it all.
What, you got an MBA now? But we owe Tom Chowdy for the tip.
This isn't about Tom Chowdy. This is about girls and pot and beer and you.
When there's something wrong with that, Joey, we are gonna have an amazing time.
Jesus!
He ain't here, Joey.
You said the money was for Ma. It was never for Ma. It was always for you.
Matt grabs Joey by the collar.
That's not fair. Why you gotta bitch and moan?
Don't you like having fun?
The blonde tugs at Matt's arm.
You know where to find me.
Watching her walk off to the bedroom, Matt puts an arm around Joey.
She gives head for $20. I'll spot
you. Get the fuck off me.
What's the matter? You gay? It's cool. I won't tell. Dad'd be so proud of you.
Joey steps right up to him.
Matt, you're an idiot and you're a liar and you're gonna get us both caught. Dad would regret your existence.
Yeah, well, Dad's gone, so I'm all you got left.
You're worse than nothing.
Face to face with Joey, Matt's jaw tightens and his eyes burn with anger. As Joey turns to leave, he snaps.
Okay, listen up, everyone. Music off. Music off.
Matt stands up on a chair.
Okay, listen. No, listen. I got something I want to say, and it'll only take a sec. Now, this here is my baby brother, Joey. I love my brother. Did you know that? I'm not even sure that he knows that, but it's true. But guess what, everyone? I just heard a story that my brother has been robbing from old folks. What do you think about that? A dirty thief, my own brother.
Matt, shut up.
I heard he's been robbing from old ladies. You ain't even home.
Shut up, damn it.
Boo. Better get stepping. Nobody likes a thief.
Little thief.
As Joey tries to leave, he's dragged back in.
Why don't you show him what we think of thieves, huh? Oh, he's tougher than that. You can take more than that.
Pushing him around, they punch and kick out at him.
Killed somebody! Matt killed a man, and nobody knows it but me. His name was Mr. Hamby. David Hamby. And Matt killed him. Matt killed him with poison gas.
Still up on the chair, Matt seethes.
That's some poison gas.
I'm serious. I swear, I saw him. I saw it.
Joey backs out of the door as Matt jumps down and strides towards him. Grabbing a plastic grocery bag, Matt pursues his little brother outside into the parking lot. As Joey walks away, Matt pulls the bag over his head, holding it tight around his neck. Kids watch from the balcony as Joey struggles desperately, kicking out his legs. Matt releases him.
Matt, what the fuck?
What the fuck would you say that about me? Huh? A killer? I didn't ask to be put in charge. I'm trying to have a good time.
No, you're not! You're trying to get me in trouble. You're trying to frame me for robbing Miss Diller's place.
You're such an ungrateful fucking dick! Fuck you!
Shoving Joey away, Matt grabs a rake from the back of a truck.
Matt, stop!
Pretty easy to get hurt out here. You want to be careful spreading rumors.
As soon as I get home, I'm going to tell Ma everything!
Matt swings at him with the rake, and Joey dodges out of the way.
You're not telling Ma.
Shoving the rake in Joey's chest.
Think about the consequences. Huh? Ma being so frail and all. Bad things happen to weak people. Just look at that.
Matt raises the rake to make Joey flinch, then whacks him hard, knocking him to the ground.
Get up, Joe. Sit, get up.
The rake head comes loose.
Look at what you've done now.
Matt pokes at Joey with the handle.
Just face it. I'll always be one step ahead of you.
As Matt howls at the sky, Joey scrambles up and runs across the parking lot. Seeing him, Matt flings the pole, hitting Joey in the back. Falling into a puddle, Joey springs back up and carries on running, Matt watching as he disappears into the darkness. Carol's dozing on the couch as Joey gets home.
Joey, can you...
Get your own damn soda!
Someone's in a mood?
He storms away as Carol mutes the TV news.
I wasn't even gonna ask you for a soda. I was just gonna say, can you come and sit down a spell? But maybe you need to be left alone.
Coming back into the living room, he walks over to his mom and sits down beside her on the couch. Feeling her eyes on him, Joey glances up to see Carol's anxious face. As he turns back to the TV, she leans towards him, putting an arm on his shoulder.
Are you okay?
Maybe. Yeah.
Matt's giving you grief again, isn't he?
No.
He hasn't been the same since Daddy died.
Sure he has, Ma, but it, it's just gotten worse.
Carol sighs wearily.
I don't have the strength to deal with him. Not like a mother should.
That's okay, Ma.
She shakes her head sadly.
You know, as bad as your daddy was, some days I wish he was still here.
Joey's jaw tightens slightly as he stares down at the floor in front of him. Reaching out, Carol takes Joey's hand, squeezing it nervously.
I'm sorry, Joey.
He lays his other hand gently on hers to quiet it.
I know, Mom.
If you ever need to talk, here I am. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Sitting back on the couch, Carol's attention returns to the TV news.
Look. A murderer's on the loose.
Murderer?
Yeah, they've been showing his face all day. He shot his wife and kids in a rally. He was spotted around here. Armed and dangerous is what they say.
A mugshot of Hamby.
He doesn't have the jawline of a killer, but you can never tell until it's too late.
Joey stares at the screen.
His name is Randy Michael Sadler.
Holy shit.
He shot his whole family. Blew their brains out. I guess he just snapped. Like people do.
Joey springs up.
Baby.
Hurries out.
Baby, I wasn't trying to scare you. I just want to keep you safe.
Joey goes into his bedroom.
Holy fuck. Holy shit.
He paces wildly.
Jesus.
Turning to the walkie-talkie, he stares at it, open-mouthed.
Joey? Joey? Are you there? Over.
Stepping fearfully towards it, he picks it up, feeling its weight in his hand before putting it to his mouth.
Mr. Hamby? Over.
Your brother.
Was that poison?
From Miss Dillard's termite house.
My lungs hurt. And my eyes aren't right.
It's time. Get me out of here. No more excuses.
Mr. Hamby? I know who you really are.
Joey.
Come see me in the morning.
Eyes flickering with dread, Joey lowers the walkie-talkie. The low morning sun glints through the trunks of trees as Joey returns to the wood. Standing at the top of the slope, hands in his jacket pockets, he stares down at the hole. Steeling himself, he starts down towards it, trying to control his breathing as he approaches the edge of the shaft and looks down into it.
How come you're still alive?
Hamby slowly turns his face up towards Joey. He holds out the gas mask.
You dropped this when I was chasing you. You saved my life.
Why were you chasing us? You're gonna hurt us?
I saw you robbing the place. I was gonna take what you stole. Things didn't go according to plan.
So I guess I should call you Randy from now on.
Hey, Joey. How did your dad die? I never asked you.
He got shot.
Shot?
Joey sits.
He was drunk and messed with the wrong person. He had cancer anyway. Lung cancer. My mom got it too.
A tough draw. Yeah, both my folks died in a car wreck.
Just like your sister?
Yeah. Just like her, Joey.
You never even had a sister, did you? Why didn't you ever tell me your real name?
Same reason you didn't tell me yours.
So is it true? You know what they said about you on the news?
Oh. Probably went down a little different than they said it did.
Why'd you want me to call the cops? It was a manhunt.
Maybe I had a plan.
They said that you killed your family. Your wife and your two kids, 8 and 10. And then you burned your house down.
What do you think about that, Joey?
Why are you wearing a security guard outfit? They say you work at a tire factory.
Huh. How about that? A tire factory.
Why can't you just give me a straight answer?
Maybe I ran into a security guard and stole his clothes. Desperate men do desperate things.
So do you still want me to call the cops?
Oh, things are a bit more challenging now that I'm all over the news. But if you were to get a rope, I wouldn't say no. Tie it to a tree, I could climb out.
You know, I could turn you in, but there's big reward money.
I bet there is. But you're not gonna do that, are you, Joey?
Struggling to his feet, Hamby looks up at Joey.
Now go get that rope.
There's a rope in the garage. I can get it.
Good man. Bring it here quick. We're running out of time.
But first, I got a question.
He stands.
Actually, it's more of a favor than a question.
Hit me.
If I can get you that rope and help you out, will you come back to the house and punish Matt for me?
Joey?
Yes, Randy?
It would be my delight.
Striding back along the sidewalk, Joey hears raised voices from inside the house and, running in, finds Matt trashing the place.
Pop pills! TV all day! You can write my ass about how I live!
I'm worried about you! Red carpet and columns!
Screw that guy, he's lying!
You and Tom Jones!
I've never been that dumb!
Hey, Matt! Ma!
Your room. Lock the door.
Stop talking about me like I'm not even in here!
No,
you're fucking lying!
Matt holds the TV above his head.
Matt! Okay, I was taking your pain pills. That was me. I was taking them.
You.
That was me.
Matt puts the TV down.
You. Why? Why?
I was bored.
Time for rehab.
Shut up!
Matt grins.
I feel so helpless with you, boys. Can you give me a soda?
Sure, Mom.
Matt looks at them with disdain.
To make me sick. Baby Ma, baby Ma. Fucking. I hate this place.
He goes.
I'll get you that soda. I'm gonna help you clean up. Okay.
As Joey goes out into the kitchen, Carol scrabbles around the floor for her oxygen mask, putting it over her face and breathing through it. She looks around at the wrecked room, with her medication scattered over the floor. Returning, Joey hands her a soda and crouches by her, rubbing her back. As the power plant pumps out gray smoke over the rundown suburb, Joey looks through the garage for a rope. Finding one, he picks it up and peers out through the ripped tarpaulin. Stepping out in front of the house, he looks nervously both ways along the street, then peers round back. Finally convinced no one's watching him, he starts walking, breaking into a jog. Tramping the familiar route through the wood, rope slung over his shoulder, Joey goes down the leafy slope.
Is that you, Joey?
Yeah, I got the rope.
Okay, good man.
Randy stands.
Yeah, this might take a while.
That's okay. Take your time. Do it right.
Tie it around the nearest tree. You know how to make a clove hitch?
My dad taught me.
All right, make sure it's tight. It's got to support all of my weight.
Oh, it'll hold.
Okay.
Looping the rope around a thick trunk, Joey ties it off. In the hole, Randy looks up, expectant.
Okay, here it comes.
All right, there we go.
Joey lowers down the end.
Good. Come on, a little further. Got it.
Eyes glinting in anticipation, Randy tugs the rope.
All right, Joey, stand back.
Hauling himself up by his arms, Randy kicks at the shaft walls with his good leg. Joey stares at the jerking rope as the knot around the tree tightens and a hand shoots up out of the hole. Clinging desperately to the rope, Randy's filthy face emerges into the light.
Pull me up! Pull me up!
Grabbing him under the arm, Joey hauls him clear, and he collapses onto the leaves, rolling over onto his back, face racked with pain. Joey stares down at Randy as he props himself up on his elbow.
Give me a branch for a cane. Otherwise, I'm no good for walking.
Okay.
Joey searches for a suitable branch, and Randy looks around the clearing.
I forgot what freedom was.
Looking up, he sees the sunlight glinting through the treetops.
Oh.
He sits himself up as Joey returns with a branch.
Okay, help me up. Okay.
Helping him to his feet, Joey smiles.
You okay?
Yeah. Wow.
Limping, Randy looks all around him, then turns to face Joey.
Sorry about this, Joey.
Sorry about what?
Pulling out his gun, Randy aims it at Joey. Joey backs away in terror.
Randy, have you had that gun in the hole the entire time?
Didn't do me much good in the hole. Different story outside.
You gonna shoot me?
Randy stares at Joey, impassive.
Nah.
Lowering the weapon, he ejects the clip and checks it.
Here. You take it.
I don't want it.
You might like the feel.
Joey looks down at Randy's outstretched hand.
Wish I had two. Could take you hunting. Teach you. Like your daddy wanted.
Joey inches towards the pistol.
Go on, then.
He takes it.
Is it loaded?
It's loaded. Safety's off. You can shoot a man.
Holding in both hands, he aims. Watching him play, a smile lightens Randy's face.
Looks good on you.
Smiling, Joey lowers the gun, staring down at it. Looking up at Randy, his smile fades.
Police are looking for you in 5 states.
5 states, huh? That's big.
You shot your family and that's all you can say?
Sometimes. That doesn't matter now.
Matters to me.
Randy glances down at the pistol in Joey's hands.
You better give me that gun back.
Taking off the safety catch, Joey aims the pistol at Randy. Shifting a little on his bad leg, Randy keeps looking right at Joey.
Tell me what you were gonna say.
Sometimes you wish you could go back in time before life knocked your knees out.
I should shoot you right now.
Probably so.
Gripping the gun, Joey's face hardens, his dark eyes unblinking as he looks at Randy. He lowers the gun.
Take your gun.
Grabbing the weapon, Randy looks a little shaken.
Take me to your house. I'm gonna need cash and a car. And we'll settle that score with your brother.
Right. Let's just scare him, though. All right, don't hurt him.
Exactly.
Crouching behind a tree, Matt watches the newly uncovered Dillard house as pest control pack away the last of the blue tarps and a couple of police officers inspect its broken front window. Returning home, Joey opens the front door and peers inside. He ushers Randy into the kitchen.
Hey, just let me do the talking, all right? She saw you on the news.
Fair enough.
Carol's lying on the couch.
Hey, Ma.
Baby, can you fetch me that soda?
Not today.
Turning her strained face towards Joey, she sees Randy walking into the room, his clothes caked in dirt. Sitting up, her eyes widen in panic.
You're Randy Michael Sadler. From the TV.
And don't worry. I'm not gonna hurt you. Go sit on the couch by your mom.
Carol grabs Joey to her as he sits.
Baby. It's okay. It's okay, Mom. It's okay. He's not gonna hurt us. Is Matt home?
No, he's out.
She hugs Joey protectively as Randy looks around.
You take whatever you need and you get out. You just don't hurt my boy.
Your boys have some money, and Joey said there's a car I can use.
In the garage. Isn't their daddy's old truck?
All right, I'll get out of your hair soon. Sorry about this, ma'am.
I should be.
Your mom have a cell phone?
No.
And grab that phone so she doesn't call the cops. Give me some fresh clothes and a towel. Meet me by the car.
Sure, Randy.
You're on his side?
It's complicated.
Baby.
Just don't move, because he might just shoot you. Also, do you still want that diet soda?
Right now.
Okay.
At Mrs. Dillard's, Matt approaches one of the police officers.
Excuse me, Officer Friendly.
You lost, son?
No such luck.
Well, we're working here.
I need to talk to you about Miss Dillard's place.
You know something about that broken window?
Sure do. It's more than just a broken window.
Yeah? Hey, Crane.
The other officer comes over.
What's going on?
Saw this kid the other day sneak into this house, right through the termite tent. Came out with cash in both his hands. Boastful.
What kid? You know his name?
His name's Joey. He lives in my house. He's my little brother.
He's your little brother?
Yes, sir. Saw what he stole, and it was a whole lot. I can take you to the cash if you want. You can see for yourself.
Now wearing green coveralls, Randy pulls a dusty tarp off a shiny red pickup in the garage.
You really never been driven since your daddy was shot?
Well, Ma's got a car, but Matt never learned how.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Your dad sure loved this truck.
He runs his hand over the hood.
You ever take your riding in it?
Yeah, sometimes.
Staring at the truck, Joey clutches the tin of money and the landline.
Randy?
Yep.
Can you take me with you? Wherever you're going.
Yeah. I knew you were gonna ask me that. No. I'm not planning on ever coming back here. And besides, I don't think your mama would approve.
I'm sure she would.
So I'm the Pied Piper now, huh?
No, if you don't take me with you, I'll tell the police everything I know about you. Everything.
Blackmail, huh? Say it ain't so, Joe.
I'm not bluffing.
I know. Why don't you come on and take a ride with me?
What about Matt? You promised.
Yeah. We'll find him along the way. Come on.
Matt's riding in the back of the police car.
Just up here. The little white house in the corner.
Looking towards the house, Matt sees the red truck leave the drive.
Shit, that's my dad's truck.
Hey, wait. Matt's in that cop car. Matt's in the back of that cop car.
Randy pulls up.
Wait, what do we do?
Staring at the cop car, Randy closes his eyes and laughs. Joey looks at him, confused.
You got me.
Taking a deep breath, Randy turns off the engine.
We're gonna be all right, Joey.
How?
Picking the pistol up from the seat, Randy flicks off the safety catch.
Just put your fingers in your ears when the shooting starts.
The shooting? The cops might not know who you are, Randy. But wait. You
stay in the car. Fingers in your ears.
Leaving the truck door open, Randy limps towards the cop car, smiling and waving.
Shit, that's Mr. Hamby from the hole.
The hole?
This kid don't make a lick of sense.
Oh, you don't understand. It's Mr.
Hamby. I gotta check it out.
Getting out of the car, he approaches Randy.
How you doing, officer?
Fucking car.
Fuck, let me out of this fucking car right now.
Calm down. What is wrong with you?
Can I help you or something?
Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to ask you a couple questions.
Oh, yeah.
Pulling his gun, Randy shoots and the cop falls. The second cop springs out, sheltering behind the car door as she and Randy exchange fire. Carol's watching through the window, terrified.
We don't have to do this! There's kids around!
I recognize you!
I figured you would.
Put down the gun! I gotta take you in!
Jumping out of the truck, Joey hurries towards Randy.
Get off the street!
You shot that cop.
You'll be okay. You just gotta get doctored up.
Matt is thumping the car window.
That's my brother in your car.
I said get back inside!
You heard the lady. That's good advice.
Put down the gun, I'll shoot!
Looking from the cop to Randy, Joey makes a sudden move to get between them.
Jesus Christ, move!
Hey, wait! You're not gonna take Randy, all right? You're not gonna hurt him!
Get out of the-
Randy shoots, and the cop falls, dropping her weapon. Joey watches horrified as Randy limps towards the officer and she struggles to get her gun.
Stay down!
I'm not worth it. Promise.
She flops back on the ground. Reaching down to pick up the gun, Randy straightens and aims both weapons at her.
Randy?
Lowering the guns, Randy turns and limps towards Joey.
If you weren't here, they'd be dead.
He holds out a gun.
Take it.
Looking down at the weapon, Joey takes it. Randy turns to look at Matt, still stuck in the police car.
Get out of this fucking car! Get out of this car!
Unlock this fucking door, Joey. Unlock this fucking door right now.
Joey and Randy share a smile.
Ma'am, I'm gonna need your car keys.
With Joey pointing a gun, Matt walks through the woods.
All right, Matt, climb on in. Joey, get that rope, toss it in the hole.
Cops are gonna kill you.
I don't see any cops around here, do you?
Joey, look at me.
Untying the rope from the tree, Joey turns and stares coldly at his brother. He raises his gun, aiming it straight at Matt.
Bang! You flinch.
Seeing the fear on Matt's face, Joey grins. Lowering the gun, he tosses the rope down the hole.
Get going, Matt. Go on.
How do I get down?
Jump.
Looking at the deep shaft, Matt bites his lip, close to tears. He looks to Joey for mercy, but Joey points to the hole with his gun. Randy and Joey watch as Matt tries to lower himself, sliding his legs over the edge. He loses his grip and falls.
Fuck!
Joey peers down into the hole.
I hate your guts, Joey!
So what do we do now?
Now it's your big chance.
To do what?
To show them that things have changed. That you rule the roost now.
I rule the roost?
Don't tell me. Tell him.
I rule the roost, Matt.
Like hell you do!
Come on, louder. Put some muscle behind it, Joey.
I rule the roost.
Don't go fuck yourself.
Louder. He's laughing at you.
I rule the roost. Look at you. You're nobody. You're as dumb as a brick, and everybody knows it.
You're dead meat when I get out of here. Do you hear me?
Tell him things are different now. You're not gonna eat his shit anymore. He's not the boss anymore. That you're the man now.
I'm the man now.
You're the man
now.
I'm
the boss of you. You're down there. I'm up here. All right? I'm the boss.
Panting, Joey aims the gun down at Matt. As Joey calms, Randy reaches out for the weapon.
Hand that over.
I like the feel of that.
Yeah. I thought you would.
Randy pockets the gun.
But I got some bad news.
What?
There's only one place for you to go.
Where?
Randy glances towards the hole.
Down there?
Where else?
Send him down to me! Yeah, send him down!
I can't go down there. He'll kill me.
Yeah, that's how it goes sometimes. Or else, you'll learn to stand up to him and fight. Teach him to respect you.
But he's all riled up. You made me say those things.
No. Those things were inside of you already.
I can't go down there. I can't. There's no way.
Okay. Fair enough.
Randy turns away, then shoves Joey into the hole. Dragging him to his feet, Matt punches him in the face and body, Joey flailing to push him off. From his vantage point watching the pit fight, Randy smiles. Turning to study his surroundings, he heads off into the woods. Down in the shaft, Matt pummels Joey's face. Headbutting him, he cracks Joey's skull against the rough stone wall, knocking him unconscious. Joey slumps to the floor, but Matt keeps on punching. Using a branch for support, Randy limps as fast as he can through the trees. Pushing out through a thicket of tangled branches, he comes face to face with Carol.
You.
He freezes as she aims a hunting rifle at him.
Drop your gun.
Taking one carefully out of his back pocket, he holds it out, then tosses it towards her.
Is that all of them?
Keeping his eyes on her, he takes out the second gun and flips that away. Dropping the branch, he raises his hands.
How'd you find me?
She chucks down the walkie-talkie. Reaching into the coverall pocket, he pulls out its pair.
GPS. Oh, shit. Better than a cell phone.
Where are my boys?
I had to give them a timeout. They're in a hole not far from here.
Take me there.
There's no need. You can hear them. Listen.
Get up! Come on, I said get up! Fight me! Fight me!
Panting heavily, Matt looks down at Joey's body slumped awkwardly against the shaft wall and at his blood-covered face.
Joey.
Mister, they say you shot your family, and I saw you shoot those cops. I can't let you go. I've known men like you. Violent men. My husband was one of them.
Someone shot him, Joey says.
Someone who got fed up with his drinking. Who got fed up with getting hit? Who got lung cancer from his cigarette smoke when he wouldn't quit?
Shit.
Joey?
Matt kneels down by Joey's motionless body.
Joey?
Grabbing his jacket, he gives Joey a gentle shake.
Joey, you okay?
I haven't been there for my boys. But I'm here right now.
Anything I can say to get out of this?
We could wait for the cops.
No. They'll just drag it out.
As he takes a step towards her, she raises the rifle.
Don't let those boys down. Okay?
Randy falls. Lifting a hand from the wound, he sees his own dripping blood. Carol fumbles to reload, and Randy lifts his face to see her. Struggling to hold the rifle steady, Carol shoots. Randy slumps heavily to the ground. Laying the rifle down, Carol retrieves her walking stick from among the leaves, leaning on it with exhaustion. Listening for the voices of her boys, she heads off into the woods. Matt's holding Joey's face.
Joey. You okay, Joey? Fuck. Wake up, Joey. Joey, wake up, please. Please, Joey.
Joey! Matt!
Please, Joey, wake up.
Joey, I'm sorry. No. Wake up, Joey. Joey, no.
Joey spasms, doubling over and retching. Matt paws at him, tears streaming down his cheeks as Joey starts to breathe.
You're okay.
He hugs Joey tightly.
You're okay. I'm so sorry, Joey. I'm so sorry. I did so many bad things. I'm sorry, Joey.
Okay.
You were right. This was too big for you and me. I just wanted to take care of things. I didn't know how. I'm sorry. You're all I have.
Joey reaches out to touch Matt's arm. Seeing the hole, Carol stumbles towards it, grabbing trees for support.
Mom!
Dropping to her knees, she crawls to the edge and looks down.
Mom, we need help!
Thank God! Oh, my
God!
Mom!
They look up as she reaches over the edge towards them.
Oh, my God!
Looking down at her boys, Carol watches tearfully as Matt takes Joey in his arms and holds him close. Joey responds weakly, head lolling forwards onto Matt's chest. Cradling him, Matt presses his lips against the back of his brother's head. The circle of gray sky, scratched across with the branches of bare trees, beckons from the top of the shaft. Audio description written by Andrew Holland and narrated by Greg Lockett for Iuno SDI Group. Joey was played by Jack Dylan Grazer and Matt by Finn Whitehead. Their mother, Carol, was Mina Suvari. Mr. Hamby / Randy was played by Rain Wilson. Tom Cowdy was Graham Lutz. Officer Smith was Richard Fike. And Officer Crane was Abigail Fraley. Music supervisor Crystal Grooms Mangano. Music by Joseph Stevens. Director of photography Guillermo Garza. An Alex McCauley film.
Wipe it from your mirror. Scratch it off your list. But you know. Hell, I ain't that kind. And I won't bring you flowers, but my love never dies. It's your own hand that holds the gun.
tell you everything, break you down just right, drive you home.